Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Warden's Watch Bonus, Catch the Wave, with Jeff Bale.
Well, we stopped recording, and then I just turned it right back on because Jeff Bale talked about a waving study that he did, which intrigued me. So I wanted to share that with the Warden's Watch podcast as well. Jeff, talk about this waving study. That's intriguing.
Oh, yeah. I guess it did intrigue you because you turned it back on.
Yeah.
I remember the first time that happened to me in the mid-90s that for some reason, when I stuck my hand up to a fisherman at one of the fish and wildlife areas, I remember walking back to the car and I said, that guy waved back to me. And then I realized that he was legal. So I went to the next one. And this one, I actually consciously said, I'm going to wave to him and see and watch him wave if he does. So he waved back, no violation. And I did a bunch of those. And then I go, I'm going to start keeping track of this. So I did like 20 that first day right there. I mean, it only took me 2 hours.
Yeah.
And sure enough, and this is just my happenstance, when I would stick my hand up and I'd wave full uniform.
Yeah.
And they wave back 19, the first 19 people, just by chance, the first 19 people, they were legal. They weren't bothered by anything. They weren't in a bad mood. And on the last one of the day, again, it was just happenstance. I did not get a wave and had a short fish. Hmm. So the hypothesis that I go, people that wave are legal, the people that don't wave are illegal. Well, I shouldn't have made that leap right then, but that's what I ran this for a couple of years. I have over 400 people in that study.
Wow.
If you go to my website and you hit, I think it's either under articles or news or something on the website. And I forget which
I did see that you have a picture of a game warden walking up and maybe it's you waving at a group fishing.
It's
on your website.
Yeah. But I wrote an article, a 2-part article on this okay. study. It turned out that 76%, it's not a scientific study, more of an awareness study, but it's still valid. 76% of the time when people waved to me, they were legal and they were in a good mood. 76% of the time, if they did not wave, something was wrong. They would stick their hand up. They would not wave to me. And they either were illegal or actually there were a handful of cases where the person thought that they were illegal, which was really interesting emotional state. They thought they were illegal. So they're not going to. And it really confirmed the other ones that were illegal. They had a short fish. They had dope on them. One person actually didn't wave to me, and I couldn't figure out what the issue was. He was nice and friendly. And what was the rub here? It turned out the kid had skipped school that day. Mm. That's where the no wave came from, which is confrontation with authority. And so I have a presentation in my classes that talk about this. Every place I hear about waving all the time. When I go, everybody's got the wave down, which is great. And I really would be interested in somebody else doing the study again. I did it haphazardly, even though it just sheets of paper. You know, I know that you could really do something with the smartphones this type of time of year. It was really interesting because, you know, if somebody's going to do something to you, they've made up that mind when they first see the officer. So at 50 yards, you know, I would stick my hand up and nobody would wave, and they wouldn't wave back. I go, be careful. That you know, just you're going to be careful anyway, but this is just a little bit beyond careful.
It adds something to that.
Right. If there's five or six guys in a goose pit and you get half of them to wave, that half of them don't wave, I'm not sure what's there or not. I did mine one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I would actually cough or step on a stick, and I would say, and I would watch what they would do. And it makes no difference if I was in a boat in uniform, if I was on foot waving from the squad car. I actually made a case one time. I'm going down the road and I see these three bow hunters along the edge of the road. As I drove by, I waved to them. They didn't wave. So I quick slammed on the brakes, turned around and came back, walked up to them, and they're bow hunting. And I check in their permits and I see one of them's got a burn tag. And I said, oh, okay. I said, looks like you got one. And he goes like this, Wayne. He says, I got one in Tazewell County. And he touches his nose. And I go, something's wrong. Something's wrong. So that turned into an 8-hour surveillance on these guys. I followed them into Peoria to their hotel. And when they went into the hotel, when they came back out, I'm standing there at about 50 yards away, and they see me and I wave to them again. They still didn't wave it coming out of the hotel, of the motel room. And I said, I'm here about the deer. I know. That's all I told them. So they took me in there, and there's the skull. There's the antlers in there. They had killed a deer illegally.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
4 or 5 days earlier, that deer, and they hadn't reported it, a bunch of other stuff. So that was $500 fine from some people from one of the Carolinas. And the teaching point here, Wayne, is that there's no way I would have stopped at them, because if they would have waved to me, I probably would
not. Well, after this podcast, everybody's going to be waving at
it. They will. I hear all kinds of stories about people not waving and making cases and people waving. And by the way, it is a friendly thing. Okay. It really is. I mean, and people actually don't expect an officer to wave at them. It's kind of an anomaly.
Yeah,
it really is. I used to do it on traffic stops in the park. I would step out of the squad car and I would wave, and they would wave to me in the rear view mirror. Just go like this, you know, and I think it's unexpected. It's kind of disarming.
Yeah.
You know, here's a friendly police officer. So I really just kind of, again, stumbled into it. And who knows if I would have got into that had I not stumbled into it, you know, 10 years earlier, had Springfield not approved the money, all that stuff. See how it all ties in?
It just
kind of keeps on going.
And you know what? People get really mad when you don't wave at them. I remember, you know, I don't pay attention to people when I'm driving, like other drivers, and you drive by them and then you see them a week later. They're like, you didn't wave to me last week. And I'm like, I didn't see you. Oh, of course you did. How can you not see me? I'm like, because I'm paying attention to the road? Or usually I'm, you know, something else is going on in my mind, so I'm not paying attention.
Well, you know what? Really. You know where that comes from? Actually, a wave is a long distance way of shaking hands. That's what it really amounts to. And when someone,
that's what we got to do now in the midst of COVID, we're all waving.
Well, I know. I'm not even sure about shaking hands anymore, because I've got a section on that teaching. I'm not sure I can do that anymore.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you reach out your hand to somebody and they don't shake, I mean, that's right in your feet. You go, what's the matter? And it's the same thing at 50 yards that I teach the officers. Stick your hand up. If that person doesn't wave, something is probably wrong. It could only be a bad mood. That's it. You know, but I want you on alert at 50 yards, because you got a good tip here rather than 50 feet.
Yeah.
So that was fun going through that waving study.
That's awesome.
I still do it today. Wave the car salesman, right?
Yeah. 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 Disarming.
Disarming. Yeah. Across from the parking lot. Yeah. That's right. Disarming.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for sharing that. I will certainly use that for sure. I like the wave.
Okay, buddy.
Catch the wave.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.